Yo, this is Cam coming to you guys with another podcast today. First of all, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, for listening, for inheriting anything from the information that I've told anybody, for really giving insight, for sharing it, you know, doing what you have to do, and really taking consideration to listen to my podcast, whether they're from the 30-minute one that I did or from the 2-minute one that I did. Thank you so much. Today's topic actually is going to be about instant gratification and how it is, you know, related to not only my life, but to you, the listener, how it is in your life, how, you know, to overcome that and really focus on life and how it can make your life a little bit more positive than you really think so. You know, how having that mindset can really sometimes make for a disaster in life, and how you can, you know, really strive to be better. And the more you focus on what you're doing and not focus on instant gratification, the more you start to see progress in your life and other things as well. And thank you, and let's get into it. All right, now that I hopefully have everybody's attention, instant gratification for the people that know what it is, great. For the people that might not know what instant gratification is, instant gratification is wanting something right now in the instant, no matter what it is, no matter it's something you know, it's just something you gotta have as right now, something that you want done, whether it's because of something else is coming up in your day, or, you know, you just gotta have it right now, gotta get it done, gotta have it this way, you know. And instant gratification, first I'll start off with a story of my own. Instant gratification has been in my life for a decent amount of times, whether it's for, you know, just small things in general or for really big things that I have. I've wanted to be a, what is that thing called? I wanted to be a life coach. And I also, you know, wanted to be just someone that, like, helped a lot. Like, for being a life coach, you have to, like, take a course, and you got to get, you know, certified for people to really trust you and all that stuff. And if you hear cars in the background, it's because I'm outside. I don't know if I mentioned that already. But, you know, with that being said, sometimes it's like I wanted to get that course done. I wanted to have this. I had the money for it, and then me having the money for it, I didn't save it right, and then I didn't have that. Because one thing you got to remember, it's all in God's time. If you know that it's all in God's time, and no matter what you got to do, you still try to do it and it's still not working, try to move on to the next thing. Because no one in this world can knock your hustle for trying. If you try in this world, no one can knock your hustle. How can anybody knock your hustle for trying? You are doing something that you love or that you like, or you're trying to go out for anything, but no one in this world has any right to knock you for your hustle of trying. Once you understand that, and once you put that, you know, mind of gratification, of instant gratification in your life, you're first of all, you're a winner right there, because you got it. You got it right there. Like I was saying about the whole life coach thing, to go back to that about my own story, I was actually trying to upload a YouTube video about overcoming adversity, because I wanted to do a series on there about that. And I recorded this video, and not too long ago, I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago, you know, three, four, maybe five. I'm not sure. It was a couple of days ago. It was a decent amount of days ago. And I wanted it up so badly. I was like, oh, this is it. I was like, this is perfect lighting. The sky is nice. It has a perfect reflection on my face. I know exactly what to say. I'm ready to go. Let's do this. I was hype. I was just ready. I was ready as ever could be. I recorded that video 10 times. Now looking at that back today, I should have really recognized that after those 10 times, that I was that instant gratification kicking in, how I just wanted that now. And maybe it was on God's time that I didn't have to have that right now. I didn't have to have that Overcoming Adversity series out right now, because I'm thinking of delaying it, because there's a reason why that couldn't go on. There's a reason why my video had to be choppy 10 times. And then when I tried to use somebody else's phone and log on to my YouTube account and do all that crazy stuff, the whole lighting was off, and like, it got me a little bit upset, but it made me realize how instant gratification sometimes messes with the time that you have. It really does. It messed with the time that I had. You know, I wanted this whole instant gratification for the life coach. My mind was on the life coaching when I was doing it, but when I had the money for it, I would say, I would sort of delay it. And I'm starting to realize maybe that's not for me right now. And same with other people. It could be the same for other people. It may be a little bit different. But I do believe that, you know, within that instant gratification, I do believe if you keep striving to do you and you put that whole thought process of instant gratification behind you, I really do believe that you can go far and far and far and farther than you could ever, ever, ever see in your whole entire lifetime. I know that for a fact for myself. Life gets a little bit brighter when you stop feeling in such a, I gotta have this now, I gotta do this now, I gotta do that. It feels a lot better, and you get a little bit of a stress reliever when you're not always living up to the instant gratification process. A lot of us in this generation, a lot of the younger generation, grow up in, you know, a world of just wanting this right now, right now, right now. It doesn't matter whose fault it is, it just, it's the main point of not trying to have that mindset all the time. Ways to trying to figure out that there are different ways that you can think, not always having things right now, but learning that patience and really seeing if there's any other choices. But still try, don't get me wrong on that, still try, most definitely. You still try, you still got this. Because nobody in this world really can knock your hustle for trying. I say that so bunch and so many times in this podcast because it's true. You keep doing this, going to the next. Keep doing this, going to the next. But keep doing it, but don't look for that instant gratification that it's going to work that one time. That comes with patience. That comes with the struggle, the pain, all that other crazy stuff. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that there's not pain and struggle that comes with doing what I say. I can't promise that there's not pain and struggle with trying to really strive beyond and be the best and not think negative. There is pain that comes with that. Because sometimes there is negativity that is in your life that you may need to handle, you know, and many other more things. Many other more things, indeed. But with instant gratification, if you strive and you don't put your mind on that too much, if you really realize that it's God's time and you really don't want to rush it too much to the point where it's like, oh, it might not work. I feel a little, you know, eerie about this. Keep trying. If it works, keep going after it. But don't think something is going to work right away. Actually, here's a better example. I recorded this podcast two times. The first one was 8 minutes, and then the next one was 10 minutes. None of them recorded. And I was like, oh, I want to give up. But then I realized if you keep trying, and keep trying has a lot to do with instant gratification. Because you keep trying and you want it now. You want it now. And what may seem like I'm going against my own policy of instant gratification, but there's a difference of instant gratification and really wanting it. Because instant gratification is gotta have it now. It's sort of like a lot of stuff in your mind is sort of blocked out. But really wanting it is going after it and make sure that it is good. I feel like instant gratification kind of messes up the whole, you know, phrase of really wanting to go after it and really striving. Wanting to go after it is striving. Instant gratification is wanting something now no matter what happens. It's just got to be in your way somehow or some way. Because you got to figure out a way. With that being said, though, you can do it. Instant gratification, no matter what the situation may be. Keep trying. Nobody can knock your hustle. Keep going for what you got to do. And don't, keep striving to be better. And don't put the instant gratification in front of your mind for anything in this world. It opens up a little bit more, makes your day a little bit more positive. And not just for the moment of today, but for the forever of tomorrow. I'm telling you that right now. For not putting instant gratification first in your life. Because once that's in the back of your mind and you keep trying to do what you love to do or like to do, or you're still trying to figure out what you like to do and maybe you'll love it one day, you'll find that. But whatever you do, take that instant gratification, if it is ever in the front of your mind, for the people that have it at the front of their mind, to the back, and really focus on yourself and life and God and all these other great things that are given to us. With that being said, I thank you all for listening to my podcast. We're on, you know, this Anchor app where you can, you know, applause. Do that if you feel free to. And if there's anybody that wants to talk about life or any situation, I'm always here to help. My number is 484-849-1414. Feel free to contact me. I'm always free. I'm always loving and I'm always caring and ready to make sure that somebody else is feeling better at all costs. Thank you for listening. But remember this. with instant gratification, you may be feeling a little bit upset. But if you put it in the back of your mind and you focus on God, yourself, and everything else, you will really start to realize that there was a little bit more positivity, and you won't always want to have something right now, but you'll definitely have that grind and hustle to strive more as you try to do many other things in life. Instant gratification isn't poison, but it's definitely not something that we all need to acquire in life, especially the younger generation. Thank you for listening. I appreciate all the support that people say or, you know, just hand out on random days. I appreciate it all. Thank you so much. And I love each and every one of you all. Thank you. Peace.